2.2.
Hi, Ella.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just calling as I've decided to apply for a couple of admin jobs, and I'd like your help with my CV. Do you have any tips? Any specific mistakes I should watch out for?
Well, the first one is simply mistakes. You'd be surprised how many people submit CVs with basic mistakes in them. If you've got a whole load of CVs on your desk, this is an easy way to get rid of some to begin with.
What sort of mistakes are you talking about?
Spelling mistakes often. For example, putting the I in the wrong place in receive, or writing correspondence with an A instead of an E, or spelling liaise with only one I. Then there's another type of spelling mistake, when applicants use the wrong form of words like practice and advice.
English is such a difficult language sometimes. I guess the answer is to proofread my CV thoroughly and then double and triple check.
Exactly. The next thing is to keep it short. You've got to grab the employer's attention and remember they've got other work to do as well as going through CVs. Don't list all of your experience and qualifications, only the stuff that's relevant for the job you're going for. Cut it down to the most relevant and impressive achievements. Less is more, and being concise and to the point will demonstrate your ability to edit well.
So, how many pages should it be?
Well, I'd aim for one side if possible, certainly nothing longer than 2 pages.
That's great. Anything else?
Yes, be honest.
But doesn't everyone lie a bit in their CVs?
It's true that a lot of people stretch the truth, and you should certainly only focus on positive experience and details relevant for the job. But don't be tempted to write anything untrue. First of all, your CV is a legal document, and if they find out you've lied, then they can fire you, just like that. Secondly, you're going to be a lot more confident in an interview talking about the details on your CV if you've told the truth than if you've made something up. In my experience, it doesn't take very long to spot someone who's lied in their CV, and they always get found out sooner or later. It's simply not worth it.
So honesty is the best policy. And what about getting my CV noticed?
Well, presentation's important, so use nice, neutral-coloured paper and matching envelope. But I think the main thing is to make sure that your CV is written to match the requirements of the job and the culture of the company you're applying for work with. You've got to adapt every CV you write to each job you apply for. It's surprising how many people think they can get away with one CV for all jobs.
Thanks, Ella. I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome, Alex. Let me know how you get on.